Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and Fast Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
I am here today at Sun and Fun 2013 with Jeff Van West. Jeff Van West is the director of Redbird Media, and we're at the Redbird stand right in the center of Sun and Fun, where we've been experimenting with the new J. The J is, for lack of a better word, a tabletop PC flight sim all-in-one experience that has some of the neatest scenarios I've seen to date for getting people who are using the device to make decisions that are sound, that I believe as a flight instructor must translate over to sound decisions in flight. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff.
I think that's perfectly fair. I think if I were to sum it up and make it a little bit more concise, I'd say that if the device, the simulator that sits on the table, is a piece of home exercise equipment, then what we're doing with scenarios is the personal trainer. So a piece of exercise equipment, you have to decide what you're going to do on it to be healthy. But if you have a personal trainer, they take that piece of equipment and they guide you through what kinds of exercises you could do. They keep it fresh for you. They keep it interested. They motivate you. They make it new on a regular basis. So what the scenarios do is they give you an immersive experience with sound, with air traffic control, with pre-flight materials, and a situation that you get placed into. And then as you fly, your actions, your decisions change the outcomes for the better or for the worse. And if you don't like the outcome the first time through, you can go back and do it again.
One of the things that makes the software that's running this and these scenarios so diverse are the companies these scenarios are coming from. Can you tell me a little bit about the partners who've signed on to help you create these scenarios?
Absolutely. We have a bunch of different organizations from different areas within aviation. We have King Schools that's providing content, Flying Magazine, AOPA Magazine, IFR Magazine, Pilot Workshops with their IFR Mastery Program. And then we've brought in people who are in the aviation circle but not already producing media or getting into it new. We've got the American Bonanza Society will be developing training to deliver this way. We've also got groups who aren't traditionally part of the aviation alphabet group who've been producing material for flight simulations that are now going to target materials to pilots.
That's very exciting if you're interested in practicing. Now, these really are about practicing your skills, honing them, getting yourself to the place so that when you go out to fly your airplane, you're comfortable. You've been there. You were talking to us earlier today about one of the scenarios, which is the Lake Parker arrival, and how coming into Sun and Fun, you already knew how to do it.
Absolutely. And I think there are a bunch of different ways this might appeal to somebody. So it may be a scenario that's a you are there, so like a Peter Garrison accident scenario where he looks at an accident and takes it apart. It may be a training scenario, like we have a crosswind takeoff that associates with an article in Flight Training Magazine. Or it may be something that you want to try out that you've never done before, or something that's just for fun. We've got scenarios on spins and getting in and out of spins. But when you go through it, you really see the steps along the way. So if you fly the Lake Parker arrival to Sun and Fun on the J, and you do that 5-6 times, when you do it for real, well, I've done this all before. It feels very comfortable and very natural.
Where can people get this, Jay?
You can buy it through the AOPA store. So you can go to AOPA's website and find it that way. You can also go to the Jay website, which will take you to the AOPA store. That would be my-jay.com. And there's more information there.
Tell me, how hard is it to set this thing up? Because a lot of people get intimidated by the idea of trying to even get the simulator software on their computer. I mean, gosh, one of them that I had had 11 disks that I had to, you know, it took me forever to install it. Is there anything like that that they have to do with a J?
The whole idea of the J is to lower the barriers for making it possible to use the device. So the J is literally 5 minutes from when you slice the tape on the packing crate to when you can fly. You take out the monitor, you take out an all-in-one box that has the flight controls, the yoke, the throttle quadrant, the computer, all the software is preloaded and ready to go. You attach the two things via cables and plug it in. When you turn it on, it's going to boot up into the J interface. There's no software to load. There's no start menu to have to worry about. You can start flying right away.
Is all the flying in scenarios on the J?
No, you can use it in a whole bunch of different ways. You can do a free flight, put in your home airport, the quick conditions you want for weather and clouds, precipitation, and go fly. You can get these scenarios, which are available on the J for download. And there's actually a tab in the J interface that takes you to myj.com, and then you can find all the scenarios there. Fresh ones coming up every month. Or we have the capability on the J to even do virtual flight instruction where two J's can connect over the internet. And so you could be sharing a virtual cockpit with somebody else, or even virtual skies as two aircraft, and you'd see their plane and they'd see your plane.
Now, I think it's called the Cygnus. Is that the connector that connects your iPad? Does that work with the J as well?
Yeah, the Cygnus works with the J. The Cygnus cable would allow you to connect your iPad, and then we send a GPS-ish signal to your iPad, and it thinks it's in a different place. So it thinks it is on the approach at, you know, 150 knots and 5,000 feet about to begin an approach to an airport in Colorado, say.
Oh,
I guess
terrific.
You could be higher than 5,000
feet. That would
feet
be really good for me because I'm not so good with my iPad app stuff.
Right. So you get to practice, and it also works with any app you like. So if it's ForeFlight or FlyQ or WingX,
it doesn't matter.
And if you were to fly to an airport you were planning to go to and land, if before you turn off the machine you just switch over to Yelp, you can even look for, you know, a good place to eat at the airport you're going to, because the iPad thinks it's really there.
Terrific. And the price point on this at the show is?
The price point on the show, on the website, and in the foreseeable future is $24.90, and that gets you the, you know, ready-to-fly device, the monitor, the software, everything but a set of rudder pedals, which are optional, highly recommended, and other options like the Cygnus cable. There's a nice Sennheiser gaming headset that I highly recommend. Makes it a lot more realistic and just more comfortable. A couple other options that you can put on there as well, like a wireless connection for downloading scenarios so you don't have to plug it into a network, things like that.
I'm looking forward to seeing the safety stats in the next couple of years and finding out how much safer pilots really are when they start using these devices, because I was very impressed with the J today. I have a feeling that's the direction you would like to see things go.
I think we all would like to see things getting safer. You know, what I'm really looking forward to is the story, the email I get when it's one person who did an angel flight to an airport in a Class Bravo airspace that they were completely daunted about getting into, but they flew a J scenario that was put up there where they got to go to that airport, taxi up to the FBO where they needed to go, and pick up somebody and then get back out. They did it 15 times. They said, okay, I think I can do this now, and then they went and did it for real.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't wait till you get that email either. Thank you, Jeff Van West, Director of Redbird Media, for taking the time to speak with us today.
Always a pleasure, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.